Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. Today's guest is Giants outfielder Angel Pagan. Angel, talk about the season so far overall. You know, being back healthy and really swinging the bat well early in the season and helping this team and being, you know, in a different spot in the order as well, and how that's affected you, or maybe you're thriving on it.
Well, I mean, you know, to me, it goes, you know, about being healthy and try to do the best possible to help the team in any way I can. I mean, I can be hitting ninth, I can be hitting anywhere in the lineup, or playing anywhere in the outfield, and I'm gonna try to go out there and do my best, you know, bring my 100%. Now that I'm healthy, you know, I can be out there and contribute with my presence.
Well, you knew coming into the season this would be the situation. You came in with a great attitude about it. Was there ever a time during the offseason you had to kind of readjust your thinking about it? You know, okay, I'm playing left field, I'm doing some different things, because you seem to be, you know, going full bore ahead with this in the positive way the whole time since the season started.
Of course. The team, you know, ask you to make that transition, of course you have to think about it, you know, everything. You got to prepare for it and be ready, because, I mean, it's a different opportunity. I've done it before, because 2010 I played left field for the New York Mets when Carlos Beltran was still the center field. And, you know, it was something that I did, but it was 10 years ago or 6-7 years ago. So, I mean, it was something that I was looking for, but most of all, looking for to do the best possible and try to fill up the expectations of the team of me being there and hitting ninth.
You know, you mentioned being healthy, and it's so important for you and for this team. You're such an important part of it. Anytime something happens, if you have a little tweak or something, is there just a little fear factor? I mean, you've had the injuries before, and you had something just recently, and you come back from it, and it's not a problem. But, you know, what runs through your mind if you do have a little tweak in your leg, you know, because your legs are so important to you?
Well, there's nothing I can do. I mean, all I have to do is stay positive and do anything that is in my control to stay in shape, to stay in my condition, because, I mean, I feel good, feel in good shape, and I just got to be able to stay that way.
How about this ball club overall? I mean, it seems like the two starting pitchers that you guys got in the offseason have been able to give the team a real boost. I mean, Johnny Cueto has been phenomenal. Samardzija as well. They're going deep into games. They're pitching great. What does it mean to the team?
It means a lot. You know, I knew, you know, ever since when we got Johnny and Samardzija, I played with Samardzija with the Cubs. I was there. I saw him when he was an A-ball, and I know what kind of athlete he is and what he's capable of. And obviously Johnny is a veteran. You know, Johnny is the guy that, you know, he knows how to pitch, he knows how to trick hitters, keep them off balance. And I knew that, and I know that they're going to do some special things here in San Francisco. And as well, that, you know, their character fits perfectly in our clubhouse. So that's, to me, that's very important.
We'll have more with Giants outfielder Angel Pagan in just a moment.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family, and they offer a nationwide warranty backed by the strength of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network. And unlike watching close Giants games, going to Toscalito equals a stress-free life. No torture at Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
How do you keep the faith if, you know, a teammate is not doing so well? I mean, right now, Jake Peavy's having a tough time. Matt Cain was, and then he picked it up and he started pitching better. So as a teammate, how do you guys lift each other if somebody's not doing as well as they would like?
You know, by keeping a positive atmosphere, you know, we're all here. I mean, if you're struggling, it's our job to pick you up, you know, to keep you motivated, to keep you positive, you know, and it's a long season. I mean, you can have a rough moment at the moment, but it's a long season. It's a marathon. So, I mean, it's just a matter of staying within yourself and trust your plan, trust yourself, and I think you will be fine. We have a great team, you know. No matter, you know, who's doing well, who's struggling right now, I think we're in this together. We're pulling to the same direction, and I think if we keep that mentality, we're going to be fine.
Do you ignore statistics? I mean, how often do you look at a stat sheet?
Never.
Really, never? Even after the season, or just during the season? No way.
After the season, that's when I sit down and try to study my season and see what can I do better, and I can go through everything I did in the season, and that's how I kind of design my new upcoming preparation, if I say. But I never, you know, like right now, I don't even know how many at-bats I have, or how many hits, or anything. Even though they put on the board, I don't see it, because that can get in your head. And it's not about numbers. It's about going out there and try to do something productive for the team every day. And after that, if you do something every day, at the end of the day, your bag is going to be full. So you don't have to worry about that.
What about opposing pitchers? Do stats help you at all? I mean, I know there's a lot of video that you look at. Scouting reports, video, stats. How much do you put stock in any of that?
I do watch videos of guys that I've never faced before. So to see the deception of the breaking ball, you know, whatever, you know, if he got a cutter, where he likes throwing it, you know, is it really good? Is it more of a little one? I mean, I do watch videos, but I study more as percentage, more than videos, you know, because sometimes when you look at numbers and it kind of, you kind of have an idea how they're gonna pitch you.
Well, if you're looking at numbers, are you looking at, like, how often a guy throws a fastball in a certain count and that kind of thing?
Yeah, but more, you know, against a hitter like me. You know, it's not, you know, a pitcher's not going to pitch me the same way he's going to pitch Buster Posey. Because, I mean, I'm a switch hitter, he's a righty, he's a power hitter. I'm a, you know, more of a, you know, putting the ball in play type of guy. So you gotta go according to, you know, according to the hitter you are, and how the pitcher throws to hitters similar than you, and that's how I study pitchers.
More with Angel Pagan after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access.
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access.
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now let's get back to our conversation with Giants outfielder Angel Pagan. You know, you were just interacting there with Derek Law, and he's one of the young pitchers on this staff. Your bullpen has changed. I mean, definitely you got some younger guys in there that have great arms. How much does everybody kind of rally around those young guys? Do they need a lot of encouragement? You know, you remember when you first broke in and what that was like as a young guy.
To me, you know, when I see a young guy, I don't treat him as a young guy. I treat him as a man, you know, because, you know, I understand we had tradition, you know. When I came up, you know, old school style, you know, you had to pay your dues or whatever. But I think if we all pull into the same direction, we have to treat everybody the same. You know, they know they have to pay their dues. But, in order for them to bring the best out of themselves, we have to treat them and make them feel part of the team. So that's how I treat everybody. You know, I treat everybody just like I want to be treated. So I treat them with respect, and I get the same back. So, I mean, and that helps them to feel comfortable. But, you know, and at the same time, if I have to, you know, let them know about something that they need to get better, it's my job as a veteran. So then that's the best way to do it.
Going back to when you did start and the Chicago Cubs, and this team's having a great year right now, can you compare the fan bases, just how different it is in Chicago to here, or how maybe even similar, because there's a lot of passion when you're playing for the Cubs and playing at Wrigley Field, and there's a lot of passion here now in San Francisco, and you really made that a big deal because you've been a part of these World Series teams.
I'll tell you what, they're very similar because they haven't won a championship in 100-something years, and they still have a great fan base, and that tells you how passionate they are for the team. And it's very good to have your fans when you're doing good, but when you need it the most, and when you're not doing good, that's when you need, like when we're over here, somebody's struggling, you need somebody to pick you up. So when we're struggling, the fans pick us up. They keep us motivated, and that's how the San Francisco fans are, and that's how the Chicago Cubs fans are.
Before I let you go, there was some talk around baseball because Freddie Gonzalez got fired and Braves are having a tough season. But, you know, no Latin managers right now in Major League Baseball, and really there should be. There's a lot of Latin players in the major leagues. What are your thoughts about it, just about, you know, trying to give more former Latin players an opportunity in that area?
I think we have a lot of managers out there, Latin managers, that they can do a great job in the big leagues. I think it's just a matter to one of the teams give them an opportunity. I mean, I think Joey Cora is out there, you know, Sandy Alomar Jr. is out there. I mean, I'm talking right now Puerto Ricans, but there's a lot of Latin American coaches out there that they have a lot of knowledge. And they got a great resume that they can do a great job in the big leagues. It's just a matter of somebody that give them the confidence to go out there and give them the control of a team. But I mean, that's not up to me. So I would love to see somebody like Sandy Alomar Jr. that has a great baseball IQ, you know, being in control of a team. I think he can do a great thing, as well as Joey Cora, even Alex Cora. Those guys were very smart playing the game. So I think if you give him a team, I think they'll be all right with it.
All right, Angel. Hey, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it, and good luck.
Okay, anytime. Thank you.
That's Giants outfielder Angel Pagan. Join us again on Friday. We're going to go down to the minor leagues and hear from Giants prospect Chris Shaw, who's playing first base for the San Jose Giants. He was a first-round pick of the Giants last year out of Boston College. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.